All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Vegas Guys Locker Room. I'm your host, as always, Jay. And today we are joined by Rick. How we doing, buddy?
Doing good. Getting ready for playoffs.
Oh, yes. Rick is here to talk a little Knights with us. Going to the game tonight. He's getting ready, and he's going to eyeball the Golden Knights for us. But first, we're going to get his take on what he thinks of the Knights' chances here going in the first round. Who do you think we're going to play in this first round there, Rick?
Well, it looks like most likely, assuming we win tonight, which I think they're going to try and win, because I don't think it matters for the Knights who they play. But it looks like we're going to play Edmonton because we expect to win tonight. But we'll see. And the Kings, of course, it matters what they do.
Yeah.
And if we win, we play Edmonton.
Who would you rather face? Would you rather face the Stars, or would you rather face the Oilers coming in here in the first round?
Well, they're two very different teams. With Edmonton, you have to deal with the speed, very fast team that can really skate. And with Dallas, you're dealing more with some bigger bodies. But the Knights have a plan for either type of team in the playoffs, because they did well against Dallas, because Dallas, they're not going to skate circles around you. And you can get physical with them and really shut down their offense. But with Edmonton, you're always going to have to deal with just trying to keep up with their skating, especially the way they come out of the gate usually in the first period. They try and blow teams off the ice in the first period. But if you can sustain that, then you got them. Usually you can wear them down in the third period. But I really don't think it matters. They can adjust to either type of team. But as a fan and a follower, I think I'd rather play Dallas just because Edmonton, not only they seem to have a chip on their shoulder to prove to the world that they can win a playoff round. So,
yeah, and I believe what our record against the Oilers this year is 1-1-1, right? And the last one did not go so well for us. That was a pretty bad put out by the Golden Knights.
Right. But we were the team that stopped their streak, too, that when they had that, I forget what they were undefeated.
Yes. Yeah, was it 16, 17, something like that? Yeah, they were on a nice streak there. But yeah, Edmonton came just stumbling right out of the gates. But, man, they've looked on fire probably the last two-thirds of the season have just been lights out.
And I think they did the right thing this year for once. They kind of rested McDavid. He had a little minor injury, but they were able to rest him late in the season for a few games. So he might be a little fresher than he's been in prior years. And, you know, it's just having to deal with that top line of theirs or their power play, which is also troublesome. So we'll see what happens, but I think we're going to most likely be playing Edmonton.
Yep, Edmonton in the first round. All right, so assuming we're playing Edmonton in the first round, what are some of the things that you believe the Knights need to improve and get, you know, literally implement into their game before that first round?
Well, I think this is a very different team than just a month ago. I mean, we now have what we really need to deal with what Edmonton brings. That is, we can match our power play all of a sudden is starting to click. And it's clicking because we have options now.
Yeah.
Instead of just looking at what Eichel's going to do or what they're going to do at the point with Theodore. Now you can put a hurdle right in front of the net. You can give a little more space to Eichel to either shoot or pass. That opens up things for other guys, Marchessault on the other wing. And it just seems like Hurdle's been the catalyst to change the whole dynamic of the power play.
Absolutely.
And winning faceoffs and starting in your own or starting in that end instead of having to chase the puck down every time and lose 30 seconds on your power play. So I think that we can match them if it becomes a higher scoring affair, which it can occur with Edmonton. I think we now have some weapons to some options we can deal with. But also on the other end, it looks to me, at least right now, you know, our goaltending is kind of an unknown. because we, you know, last year going in, we had three goalies that were hot. We were rotating guys. We had Brassois. We even had Quick jump in and get a few wins. But now it's really on Logan Thompson, who's never played a playoff game, and on Aiden Hill to find his magic. But on the other end, Skinner, to me, is a beatable goalie. So I think that it just looks to me like it could be a very entertaining series, and I would expect more scoring than last year when we seemed to have their number. Also, Aiden Hill was red hot at the time, and they just couldn't score on him. He was like a wall.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be different. It'll be different than last year. It'll be a challenge. But I just think when you're facing Edmonton, you just got to hang in there till they run out of gas a little, which is inevitable. They play so fast and so hard, they can't sustain them for three periods. So you just got to keep the game close, you know.
I think if they can just stay in the game until the third period and try to take advantage of maybe having the fresher legs, because we do rotate more lines through there than, of course, Edmonton. Edmonton is very 1-2 line heavy. They play McDavid and Draisaitl a lot. And yeah, I think you're right. I think we do that. And speaking of the power play, did I see that? I like that lineup. I think that's what I saw. I think Hanifin running the points, Hurdle, yes, Eichel, and then Marshy off on the wing.
Right.
That really looked good. I really liked the look of that.
It seems to me, just watching it, we love Theodore. Theodore's been a great player for several years. But Hanifin, he kind of takes it to another level when it comes to his creativity and his ability to pass or shoot, or he just seems to see the eye. And I think Cassidy's decided that's the quarterback, that's the guy I want on the first team of the power play, because it's been evident, and it's very easy to see that he moves the puck quick. Sometimes Theodore likes to hold on to it a little too long. And I think teams have gotten used to just, he looks like he maybe doesn't want to shoot as much as he should. He's got a good shot, but sometimes he just doesn't want to. And it looks like Hanifin, he's not shy about just unloading a shot whenever he feels like it. And they just locked him up for, I mean, that tells you right there how they feel about him.
Oh, yeah.
They just locked him up for the next 8 years. So
I thought that was a great signing. I thought that was a good move. And it may seem a little high on the average now. What is it, seven and a half?
Seven.
Yeah. But in 2 years, that's going to be a heck of a contract to have, I think. Because I think that's just the price is going to go up for these power play led quarterback defensemen that you need. Every team needs a great one. I think the asking price is going to go through the roof. And I really think that's going to be a phenomenal contract here in about 3 years.
He's also great about getting it out of his own end. He'll either skate it out or make that quick pass. And again, if you look at a lot of the defensemen on the Knights, sometimes they don't want to skate. They're just looking to make that pass into the neutral zone. But he'll move his feet and he'll say, okay, I'll take it myself into the neutral zone and then I'll make a pass.
Yeah.
And I think that, to me, that's the key. Even when Edmonton's putting pressure on you, you have to be able to not turn the puck over in your own end and try and get it out quickly. Because if you can do that and then get behind them, that's where they give up goals. And because they're so aggressive, just trying to, you know, forecheck in the offensive zone. So I think the Knights match up either way against either team. I think Dallas looks like it, but Dallas, you know, they're not an easy out either.
No.
Because both these teams, when you talk about motivation, both these teams are very motivated. Each team lost to us, to the Knights, last year. So they're playing with a little chip on their shoulder. They both finished ahead of us in the standings. And they were good all year, you know, pretty consistent all year long. The Knights have had a up and down year. Could be peaking in dangers right at the right time, but we'll see. It's hard to just push a button, but we'll see.
Yeah. Do you think your style of game has to change depending on who they play in the first round? Like if they play Edmonton, would you want to see a more physical game? And if they two play Dallas, would you like to see more speed come out of them?
Yes, I think if they play Edmonton, if they try and skate with them, they're in trouble. They have to get physical. Because when you get physical with a finesse, fast team, that increases the chances of turnovers. And then you're going the other way, you know, two-on-one or odd man rushes.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not physical with them, if they're not trying to knock them off the puck and they're just trying to match them with speed, that they're in trouble. They have to get physical and they got to finish their hits in the corners and try and force the puck loose. Because if you give them space and let them handle the puck, they're going to skate circles around. They're just that gifted and that fast of a team that you can't beat them with speed. You got to beat them with physicality.
With Dallas, do you think they have to pick up the game offensively as far as get out on the fast break and really skate to beat this team? Or do you think they can play that same physical style with Dallas and get away with it?
Well, you can beat them physically, but the Knights can match Dallas when it comes to speed. They're probably a faster team than Dallas. So I think that it just seems like an easier matchup on paper, just because Edmonton's not an easy matchup for really anybody. But I think it's more of a stamina and a war of attrition with Edmonton. You just got to hang in there and not let the game get out of hand. Your goalie's, he has to make some big saves. You know, you need timely saves from your goalie to kind of stem the tide when they're putting that pressure on you. And that kind of takes a little steam out of Edmonton when they start to get frustrated. So we'll see. I think it'll be interesting. I am encouraged because the moves the Knights have made, which upsets everybody around the league, I mean, they're just, they've shown year after year that they're going to do whatever it takes to give them the best chance of winning. And you can't really ask for more if you're a fan, you know.
Like I've said it a million times, every team does this. It's there for every team to use. So you've seen an analyst on NHL Network and other, you know, TNT. They've said the same thing. Vegas just simply works it better than most people. And I think that's what makes people mad is they work it very well with the contracts.
Yes. In all sports, there's good front offices and there's bad front offices. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at teams in other sports that have just been bad year after year, you know, and it's the same in hockey where the GMs and the ownership, if they have a mindset and the willingness to do whatever it takes and they're smart about it, then, you know, just a lot of teams, I guess, that's not their top priority. Mm-hmm. They're trying to just manage the cap.
Yeah.
And some teams are so far below the cap. I mean, they're not even trying.
Yeah, they're not even trying. You know, I mean, you're so worried about the next year. You forgot you almost given up on this year. That's my mentality. You got to be in it to win it every single year. Otherwise, what are you really doing? And I get it. Some teams are in a rebuild mode, but I mean, you should always still be trying to win. You still have to try to win.
I mean, so look at San Jose. I mean, they're probably going to be in a 5-year rebuild.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a 1-year. Okay, we're down for a year. We're rebuilding.
Because remember, it's not that long ago that the Rangers kind of went through the same thing. Where they did and they've been good for the last 3 years. So their rebuild was essentially what, maybe 2 years, and they did it correctly. Tons of new faces, but they had a good mix of young talent, good veterans that they were willing to spend the money on. And that's the kind of front offices that I think are really going to thrive, and especially in the way the salary cap works nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, the Knights get criticized like they're just going to go after the big name.
Mm-hmm.
But really, if you look at their roster, they have a mix. They went out and got Eichel. They get Hurdle this year. They went out and got Stone prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for a big impact player that they can lock up for a few years. But if you look through the lineup, then they sprinkle in a Dorofeev, a young kid who looks like he's going to be great. And then their defensemen are homegrown, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nick Hague. And Theodore actually, they got right from Anaheim. He's been with them since the first year. White Cloud is homegrown. They're trying to mix in some of the farm system players with some talent and experience. And they've done it well.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. And now the expectation is that every year we're expected to contend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's all you can really ask for. If you're a fan of a team or you're a season ticket holder, you want to see that.
Yeah.
You're supporting the team. And this year has been rough with injuries and such, but here they are. They're in the playoffs again. So
it's going to be fun to watch. And of course, you are going to the game tonight to see the regular season finale.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You know, the last game, they usually do some fun things.
Yeah.
But with jerseys and things like that.
Nah, so, good times.
But I was looking at, I know a couple players. One player in particular is kind of Alex Pietrangelo. He has not played in over 2 weeks. And yes, they keep saying illness. So, you know, we're not sure what the issue is. They're saying he'll be ready by the playoffs, but he won't be playing again tonight.
Yeah, it was curious to see. I was wondering, he's played a ton of minutes over the last 3 years with us. And I'm curious if maybe they're just wanting him to be fresh for the playoffs.
Yeah, it could be. It'd be just, hey, take a couple of weeks off. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to rest up.
Yeah, it's going to be good to watch. I can't wait.
As vague as the injury report is, you know, it could be anything.
Yeah, you can be anything. Yeah. The way, especially with hockey, I mean, it's lower body injury, upper body injury. You know, you don't know any of this stuff. You know, who knows?
Right. Stevenson's also not playing tonight.
Oh, is he out of the lineup as well? Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. But we know Stone's been practicing. So game one of the first round, we'll see if he's in the lineup. If he is, just be prepared for the whole Twitter feed and the internet to light up with how unfair it is.
Yep.
That Stone shows up game one.
Oh, so. You already know that. That's it. Everybody's waiting in. I'm sure they've got it all prepped and ready to go to hit up social media and talk about how this is ridiculous and how unfair and everything else that goes along with it.
To see the lines. I mean, you got Eichel. He's not going to mess with Eichel, Marchessault, and Barbashev.
Yeah.
But the second line could be Hurdle, Stone, and fill in the blank, Stevenson, or who knows? We don't know. But you got Hurdle and Stone possibly playing together.
Do you think that's a good matchup? Because, you know, Stone is not a strong skater, and Hurdle's kind of strength is getting in front of the net. And so that's kind of Stone's too. His hand-eye coordination is phenomenal as well. Do you think that's a good matchup on a line together?
Well, if you have Stevenson in there, you got your speed. I don't know. He might just mix and match. I think he likes Carlson on that third line. Because for years it was, you get nothing out of your third line.
Yeah.
And now you got a third line that's productive with Carlson, Dorofeev, and either Manta or Amadio.
And those guys play great defensively as well. You know, that
right,
line
they
you
can match up with anybody.
Absolutely.
Yep. And it's good that you don't have to just always try and match up your first line against their first line.
Oh.
They could play, the Knights can play their fourth line or their third line against any team's number one line.
Oh, it's fantastic to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with all those injuries, what are you expecting to see? What are you looking for from the Vegas Golden Knights tonight in preparation for the playoffs?
I think tonight, a little sloppy just because, you know, their minds are just to get out of this game. And their mind is more on preparing for what's coming. So it could be a little sloppy because preparation-wise, you're not completely dialed into tonight. But also, I think a lot of the players have a lot of pride and they respect the fans who are there to see them play. I don't think they ever just show up and mail it in. I think they want to prepare the best they can and have a good showing, even though this game doesn't mean much.
That's a good point. I wanted to ask you, do you think it makes a difference with those guys, especially as far as a chip on your shoulder and kind of feeling that way, does it make a difference whether you're finishing third in their mind or in the wild card spots?
I think they could care less.
Okay.
I really do. All they care about is their bot feeling good. This is 81 games and you're getting ready. And you got to remember too, they had a short off season. So they just want to get their bodies right, be fresh for game one of the playoffs. So tonight it'll be a fun game to watch. I don't think there'll be much hitting.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. It'll be more just like a flag football game.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Hockey, yeah.
You have players that do want to, like, say, a Paul Cotter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he would probably love to score tonight because he's been in such a long drought. And so for certain players, every game's important.
Absolutely.
But I think for most of these guys, they're just getting ready for the rigors of game one of the playoffs in the first round.
Absolutely. And you already know, the Ducks are out of it. But you know, there's a lot of guys on these teams that are playing for pride, playing for a roster spot next year, looking to show people, mm-hmm. Maybe they got contracts coming up. So you know they're going to come out there. They're not going to just lay down and go, all right, let's just hang out for 60 minutes. You know these guys are going to put it on the ice and play.
Yeah, that is true. They got a lot of good young kids on that team that they're trying to build for the future.
And I believe the goaltender's a UFA this year, right? He's a free agent coming up this offseason, correct? Gibson is a free agent that's coming up here.
He is.
No,
But it could also be, I was thinking of this, it's mm-hmm. possible. It's the last game of the year. And when that game's over, are the Ducks just hopping on a bus, or are they going to spend a few days in Vegas?
That's a good point.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, because there's nowhere to go. They're done. They may be hanging out for a few days. Season's over. And so maybe they get a little reverse Las Vegas flu.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like they're already thinking of they're going after the game.
The agenda for the weekend. All right, we're going to stop here.
Yeah. It's possible.
It is possible. I didn't even think about it that way.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Know. Yeah. So,
all right, guys. Well, hey, listen, that's all the time we got. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate the time you've given us. Enjoy the game, buddy. Always fun talking with you.
Anytime.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right. So, as always, guys, pleasure having you. Thank you for tuning in and checking out the podcast. And as always, we're going to see you all in the next one.